Om Shanti. I take this opportunity to introduce Brother Brij Mohanji. Brother Brij Mohan is one of our senior brothers of the Yagya, and he has been blessed to have sustenance from Baba and Mama. He is basically a chartered accountant, and his intense and deep love for Baba and service has made him to dedicate completely for Baba's service, and ever since then he has served in many parts of India and he's based in Delhi, and he is the editor of the Purity Monthly Magazine, and he has got a very beautiful blunt of being very humorous, as well as to take you into the depth of the knowledge. And he explains this knowledge in such a way that deep secrets of different aspects of knowledge in a very easy and humorous way. And it is our fortune to have him this evening with us. And let us give a warm welcome to Brother Brij Mohan. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Every year, once a year, Baba gives us opportunity to celebrate Christmas in the sense that there is a family meeting. All the relatives, in this case sisters and brothers from all parts, meet together at this place, and we get chance to be together. So we must thank Shri Baba for all this. In this evening, we are all scattered here in this harmony hall, just as the population of the world is scattered. Somewhere, some areas are very thinly populated, some parts are very thickly populated. I think it is because of the global distribution of souls. All of us were together in the beginning. Eternally we are always together. Then we go out to play our part and we seem to be scattered. Then Baba again unites us and takes us back. Now, when we came to Gyan, all of us, what was the first question that was in our mind, and that was answered by Baba? Simple question. What was that question? First question to which we got the answer. Who am I? Yes. And Baba says, the last question also will be the same. Who am I? And as in today's blessing Baba has said, we must not fail in that last final test. Who am I? Now, the gap between the first and the last question is the same. What is the filling of that gap? What do we do during the remaining period. So we know, Baba has said, by Baba I mean Bab Dada, because I have got sustenance from Brahma Baba, so I use the word Baba. Both are, one Ba is for the one, the other Ba is for the other. Baba means both Babas. Now, we have been told that the greatest wonder of the world is, what is that wonder? What is that wonder? Of course, for us it is no more a wonder, but it is the greatest wonder of the world. Silence. Greatest wonder of the world is that in a tiny dot, that is I, the soul, there is a enormous, huge part of our whole entire role rolled into that small tiny dot. It is the smallest hard disk in the world. Smallest. And science is trying to miniaturize all their inventions. But this is already the minimum. Because a dot physically also, by definition, has no length, no breadth, no dimension. You look at a dot from any angle, it has no angularities. It will be the same. No different dimensions. You photograph a dot from any side, it will be the same. A dot is a dot. The only thing is, we are sentient dots. We are conscious, living dots. All right, that is me. Now, just as sometimes there is some draw, some lottery, some gift, and they say, you scrub it and something will come out, some lucky number will come out, or you show it light and something will be visible. So if different dots are opened, the first thing that you find is whether it is a fully filled floppy or it is a half filled or a quarter filled one. So if we all open our dots and show it the light, what will be written on it? 5,000 years. 5,000 years. So that is the greatest satisfaction, that there a soul is a wonder of the world, and we souls are the most wondrous of the wonderful, because all of us have got full period recorded into us. Maybe if you open the soul of any other being, 2,500 years may be written, 2,000 years, 500 years only, 300 years. So all may look alike, but when you open up, you find they are different. So in that sense, ours are the oldest ones. You might have heard the story of Aladdin's lamp. There was a magic lamp of Aladdin. You just rub it and what will happen? What will happen? Yes. A genie will appear and whatever you wish, very obedient one, bowing all the time, and whatever you wish, want, it will provide you. You might have also heard of the magic carpet. Sitting on the magic carpet, you are flying all around without any passport, visa, ticket, nothing. And again you just rub the lamp and whatever you require grapes, you require anything will be provided. So all the while you are flying, as well as you are enjoying your choicest things, just magical lamp. And also the story goes that there was a clever person who traded that old looking lamp with very bright looking new lamps, and the person parted with it, but that lamp, new one, had not that magical power. You rub and rub, only your thumb will be tired, no genie will appear. So same way, we are Aladdin, means Allah means God. It's a Urdu or Arabic word, Allah. Deen means religion. The religion established by God, the first one. Actually, there was a king also in the Arabian Nights stories called Allah Awwal Deen. Awwal means first. So the first religion established by God was of such old lamps, that is to say, souls are a form of light, which had this magical power. Now, we have again realized that we never rubbed our lamp, never used that magical power. But since we are all 5,000 year old souls, so we do have that magical power. But it has been lost. We traded our old one with the new one. Now, I start with that eye which only removes the falsehood or illusion of I being the body. And now, as we come in Gyan, the first thing that myth that is broken is that I am not the body, I am the soul. Whatever type of soul I am, because souls also have their qualities, their virtues, their negativities also. Everything is in the soul actually. Now I, the soul, as soon as I become a soul, I realize my whole perspective, whole aim of life, whole thinking, whole belief system changes. Earlier I thought I will die. I will die because I thought I am a body, and body has limited lifespan. Not only I will die, but also I can die anytime in the present bad, rough times. So there was always hanging a fear of death, whether it is in subconscious or sometime it becomes evident when we see or hear about other people dying, like earthquake in Iran, people were dead in their sleep itself. And those who are injured are worse than that, no hospitals. But the fear of death is always there. The greatest fear was the fear of death, because we thought we were bodies, and bodies are subject to decay, disease and death. And when we see anybody is dead, so first thought will be, this will happen to me also. So the first lesson itself made us fearless, at least up to 90%, that I am immortal. What a great gift of Baba, that from mortal we instantly become immortal by identity, proper identity. So when this identity crisis is overcome, second thing is, how much span we have got for acting in this world. Earlier we thought, my lifespan. I am a boy, I will become old, this much is my lifespan in which I will function. Normal life of a human being, maximum of it, say 100 years. As soon as I overcome this body consciousness, my lifespan suddenly extends to 5,000 years. So now I am not planning about just one lifespan, its betterment, its progress, its prosperity, but I am now thinking in terms of the entire period of 5,000 years. So this is the second gain we get just by shifting from paradigm of body to soul consciousness. All right. Then I now know that I have granted 83 costumes with me, and my earliest costumes were of the king and the queen, royal costumes, and costumes of paradise or heaven with nothing missing, the best ones we can ever imagine. And the last one is this, which is actually the worst of all, the in quality wise. It is subject to always troubles, patchwork is done, and yet we make it valuable because inside it is hidden the jewel. So that way we have proportionate appreciation of our costumes also. We are not only proud of this one, that pride leads to ego, but we are proud of our earlier ones, earliest ones, and so many of them. So our mind now expands. Third thing is my residence. Where do I belong? Now normally we say, I have come from UK, I am from Australia, I am from Hungary, and so on. And then we go further into my town and city. But that is of the body. All our passports carry a picture of our body, and their identification they give is of our nationality and so on. But here, as soon as we become souls, we become universal. We know the knowledge of the cycle of golden age to iron age is history, which means we become Trikaldarshi. And the knowledge of space is geography. Now we know that we are Trilokinath. We do not belong to this world. We have worn this costume just as an ocean diver wears his particular dress to be able to dive into the ocean, not get water into his nose, able to see, but all the time tied upwards, so if something wrong happens, can be pulled back. Same way, we now know for sure that we do not belong to this place, whether it is India or Mount Abu or London or whatever. We are only travelers. This is our temporary place of stay. So this is another gain we get, that we have now the entire three worlds, the entire universe as our theater. And then in these bodies now we are actors. An actor gets the joy, appreciation, and the remuneration or reward on the basis of performance, not on the basis of what role the actor is playing. Good actors are assigned different roles, and they perform all the roles so well, they are called all-rounders or hero-heroine actors. an actor may act like a doctor, he will be a better doctor than a real life doctor in his acting, people appreciate. An actor may become a patient, he will be much better looking patient than the real one, so people even pay money to see his role. An actor may become a king with all the robes, and an actor may become a servant or a slave or a prisoner, like that. So all the roles of actor are appreciated, and it is to be noted that he gets the same reward or emolument irrespective of the role the actor is playing, depending upon the performance. So this is the gyan we get, that no matter what age is our body, no matter where we are placed, no matter whether we are remuneratively employed or altogether unemployed, no matter whether our body is stout and sturdy or it is very weak and lean, no matter whether we are learned in something or not, we are actors, and we must not complain about our role, not think that the other person's role is better than mine, otherwise we will get into trouble. We will start thinking, I am not an actor, I am a real life this person. Say there were a king, an actor acting as a king, and the actor forgets that he is a different person, his residence is at another place, he is only performing as a king. After his role is over, if people try to remove his crown, he will start crying, as if he is losing his kingdom, although it is just an illusion, because of his forgetfulness. Similarly, Baba has given us the knowledge that if we are aware all the time, we are moving our disc, we are conscious that in this, all the three worlds, where we are placed, and what is the time in this world cycle, then we will not get into these ups and downs. We will not get disturbed. We will not start looking at others and thinking that they are responsible for my problems. We are neither a creator of a problem, nor we are having an influence of anybody on the problem. We are just actors. So this is possible if we move now from who am I first day onwards towards who am I last day. Still I am only who am I, but now our dot has been enlarged. If you enlarge a dot, it will become a cycle on a screen. And if you start moving it, it will become a circle first, and start moving it, it will become like a cycle. And you can see minutely what it contains. We know the story of the three monkeys. They looked similar and alike outwardly, but their value was different. And the story goes that one had holes, and some wise person just examined them and found he put a thread in one ear and it came out of the other ear. And the second one, he put the thread, it came out of the mouth. And the third one, he put the thread in the ear, it got into his stomach. So he said, this one is the most valuable, because this one just listens and forgets about it. Gets from one ear, gets out from the other. Another one speaks it out, but the third one becomes embodiment of that. So therefore, same thing. Once we bargained or contracted with Baba, Baba the Allah Awwaldeen, he said, okay, you are old lamps, you are mine on as is, where is basis. Whosoever you are, whatever you are, I don't look at anything of your weaknesses or strengths or whatever. You are mine and I am yours. And this bargain is entirely to our advantage, because in exchange Baba wants nothing. We are to gain. Nobody can give us. No one has the power to give us that much. No one can help us at any time, every time, anywhere, everywhere. Even if worldly people want to do that, they will have their limitations. They will have their physical limitations, they will have other limitations. They can sympathize, but they cannot help us. Baba is always there to help us. That is one thing. And Baba is almighty. So if he is helping me, it doesn't mean he has less to help others. He is like ocean. So that way also, Baba is omnipotent. Now, Baba tells us that to improve your worthiness, first of all, these are Dadi Janki's words, we must become worthy of Baba's trust. We say we have faith in Baba, all right. But if someone has faith, Baba has faith in me, and I start betraying once, twice, thrice, again I say, sorry Baba, I did not mean, but I am so weak, I made this mistake, I got on the wrong path. Baba says, okay, forget again. If a thread is broken again, and knots are tied in that, it doesn't remain a straight thread. It becomes a weak thread. Similarly, if we look at our record, we find how many times we have strayed away, although with all the knowledge in our mind. So Baba says, to that extent, we become less trustworthy. So we all want to become worthy. Worthy we are as souls, because body is worthless. Soul has some worth, but then how much? So there are three stages. Trustworthy. Then, once we become trustworthy, we have to do nothing. Baba will work upon us. Once a patient entrusts himself or herself to a competent doctor, then patient has no role to recover. It is for doctor to use the appropriate medicine in appropriate dose for the patient to recover. Patient need not even question the doctor. The doctor, look, you are giving green injection to my neighboring patient, and why you are giving red injection to me. I think that is better for me, because doctor knows best. Similarly, we need not question the doctor, and ours is the supreme surgeon, who knows all our diseases, ailments, very old chronic diseases we have got. So we let Baba work upon us. But if we don't even allow that, in between we bring the I. No, Baba, you do as I want you to do, and yet I should recover. I mean, we want Baba to bend the rules and disciplines, and discipline is not observed. Then what will happen? The best doctor, the best medicine is not effective unless you have your precautions which are prescribed. So that way depends we become number wise in trustworthiness. So because we don't allow ourselves to be healed, so some of the ailments or wounds remain in us. And then we become praiseworthy number wise. This knowledge is such that automatically one wins the praise. Look at the Dadis, 65 years back, 40 years back, 10 years back, 2 years back and today. In the latest message which was given by Bab Dada after Calcutta big program was that Dadis hereafter, Dadis may not give lectures, may not make big speeches or small speeches. Prepare a group of souls who will do the speaking. Dadis should hereafter give the blessings, give the drishti, and that role is now beginning. Now this is the latest message. 5 years ago we could not imagine that so many agyani souls will gather together to get God's blessing from Dadis. They never thought that there were instruments who could pass on spirituality to others instantly through the eyes. But now, when we have tried it 6 times and different places, different situations, and it is becoming more and more successful, it shows that the I that Dadi Janki was, who am I, 65 years ago, is now much different from who am I that Dadi Janki is today. Same applies to us also. So, we become praiseworthy number-wise. The institution is becoming famous, expanded and praiseworthy is one thing. My placement in the institution depends on me. One thing is, we are happy that our institution is growing, is becoming famous. The other is, I also am alongside getting that part of my part of that fame also. If I am not getting, not feeling, I have to check up why it is. Then Dadi says, finally, you have to become worship worthy. So worship worthiness depends on praise worthiness, which depends on trustworthiness. We say we have all full faith in Baba, but it has to be experienced. It has to be internalized. It has to be personified into us. Now for that reason, we have to, now dot is a dot. If you expand, it has got lots of scope in it. But what we have to fill into it, what we have to take out of it and throw out of it, is the Gyan. We are getting every day the knowledge, so that we are on the right track. Even the steering of a car driver has some play for maneuvering. But if the steering has lot of play, then some bushes are required to bring that play to limit. Otherwise he will have to move the steering very often, too much, and he may not be able, the tire may not move to that extent. So therefore, this is what for we get our servicing done every day. We get to tone up our vehicles, and we get periodical overhauls in Mount Abu. We come here, the functions that are held for us, all this is happening like a plaything, but all the same, it is a part of our treatment. We are getting the best of treatment. The word treatment is treatment in the hospital, as well as treatment by conduct of others. It is also called, I had very bad experience, the treatment given to me was not good, and so on. So this thing, if you look very deeply, you will find that if we just remember one word, which is very well the salutation of Baba, which has to be our salutation also, then we can check by that yardstick or measure where we stand. And that one word is merciful, mercy. You see, this, when there is lot of sorrow, when there is lot of suffering, when things are very hopeless, people want to do something even good, they cannot do. They want to speak the truth, they cannot. Certain things stop them. They create enemies if they start speaking the truth. So they have to muffle their truth also. Similarly, when people want to lead good life, they are not allowed to good. Such situation comes, then the only thing one can do is to have mercy. So we seek mercy. Oh God, mercy on me, mercy on this world. Another earthquake may not come. Oh God, have mercy. Even they don't know that even earthquakes are a part of God's mercy. Because just as a disease, a bodily trouble, or an accident, or any unpleasant happening takes place to give us a lesson, if we learn from that. Similarly, these are harsh lessons, because people don't learn the easy way. Now, mercy also begins with the self. We know this is the world of Ravana, Maya. The entire control here is in the hands of Maya. And Maya's kingdom is opposite to God's kingdom. In Maya's kingdom, God does not exist. God's name only exists. That also in a very confusing way. In God's kingdom, Maya cannot come at all. But in Maya's kingdom, God's name, diluted name in the form of religion, something comes. So God is more powerful than Maya. Ultimately, God takes over kingdom from Maya. But we should remember the air, the elements of nature, the things, the human beings, everything. It is under the control of the Maya. The king is Maya. The ministers are Maya. The finance minister, everything is full of Maya. If we mistakenly think this thing is pure, we are mistaken. Normally vegetables are supposed to be pure. Fruits are supposed to be pure. But if you go deep and you look where the vegetables are grown, how they are grown, how much insecticides and rubbish and other things, you won't even touch them, even today. Therefore, we are just existing in a very adverse situation. So, to bring us out of that is God's mercy. And God says, first have mercy on yourself. The opposite of mercy is violence, cruelty. Now, how much cruelty is taking place in this world we all know. Even the speechless, lifeless trees and plants have not been spared. Water has not been spared. Air has not been spared. The animals of the ocean have not been spared. The animals on the land have not been spared. The birds in the air have not been spared. Nothing has been spared from cruelty. All right. Human minds have not been spared. And the manifestation of cruelty is in five ways. What are those five ways? Ego, number one. A person with ego is not only cruel to others, that willy-nilly, inadvertently insults others, but also more than that feels insulted himself or herself because of the ego. It hurts that person too much. So it is cruelty, patent cruelty. That is why in India they say the root of religion is mercy and the root of sin is ego. So therefore it is such a big thing. And Baba has said, ego is born from body consciousness. So at least the BKs know the cause of ego, but ego is very subtle. It comes in the form of divinity. It comes in the form of godliness. Thinking of status, thinking of praise, thinking of getting respect, getting at least recognition for my contribution. All these are various forms of ego. It is like an actor forgetting that he is an actor. Even drivers can have ego. The driver of the president of a country has ego that the other driver is only driver of an ordinary businessman. Even servants have ego that I am servant of so and so, while the other one is servant of a smaller one. So there is no end to ego. And the subtlest form of ego is that I have no ego. You see? Because this ego hangs on with us till we have this body. Little bit of it. So therefore, the greatest form of cruelty we do to ourselves is ego, and the greatest form of mercy we do to ourselves is shedding this ego. For one day you decide to shed this ego totally. Then what you find? You start respecting people. They say, even the United Nations have got on their agenda, respect for life. We ask them, respect for human life only, or animal life also, because they cut the animals to eat. Then they added respect for all life. Okay. They want to kill the animals now with less cruelty. That is their definition of it. But forget it. Now, if I have got ego, someone comes to meet me. I think I am very important. I have to go to conduct a class of double foreigners. This fellow is just wasting my time. I just make such a face, brush that person aside, summarily dispose that person off, give him very little time. Although I think I have done nothing wrong, I am going for an important job. This person just came casually to ask me, where is the holy hospital? But if we have less ego, then we will respect that person. And he will get in his heart a stamp that he is respected. Everybody wants to be, just as we want to be respected and recognized, everybody wants. The dadis, I have seen Brahma Baba also, mother, they never hurried. Because hurry is a sign of not having control over time. We are supposed to have control over space, control over time, control over the self. Proportionately we will have control over situations. If we think that we want to have control over situations, but we do not practice these controls, then we will not succeed. That is why, once I remember, Mateshwari, our mother, came to Delhi. And she was to go return by a train. And as you know, all the BKs had lined up on the platform with flowers, etc., to greet the mother as she was leaving. So in her own normal style of slow walking, she was moving, accepting the greetings of the BKs, giving them drishti, while the time for train to depart was nearing. The train had already given one whistle. All the passengers were hurrying as usual, very nervous. And she was just halfway through that queue. I was supposed to be attending on her. I said, Mama, Mama, quick, train is going. These are very early days. So what mother did was, just signed like this to me, slow down. And I found that the train did not start, rather waited for some more time till that mother had got into that train. Same thing, the first governor of any state of India, first governor that visited Madhuban was one governor of Andhra Pradesh. So I was supposed to be attending on him. So first I made him comfortable in a room. Then I thought he belongs to south of India. So without much knowledge, I played a song which was of South Indian language. I didn't know that there are four languages in south of India. The language that was being on the song was different from his language. He said, no, stop. Let there be a Hindi song. Because those people, they differentiate. Then I said, will you take some fruit juice? He said, yes. So I went running as fast as I could, as any Western walks normally. I ran at that speed, pop, 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 reached there, said, juice, 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 governor want juice. So some sisters started making the juice, brought the fruits. In those days we didn't have even a machine. They used to have a piece of cloth and put that pulp into that and squeeze. That was this. So they were doing that. I again rushed back to the governor to see he was okay. Again went back to see whether the juice glass is now ready. And it was 3/4 ready. Sisters were still squeezing. I said, hurry up, hurry up. And Dadi Janaki appeared. She also said, "Acha." So since then, after that, I learnt that hurrying means you are not comfortable, you are not established in your state, you want that as if you do something, things will happen. It doesn't happen. In Delhi I have seen, my job is to meet the so-called VIPs. So we get appointment on time with them. Sometimes sisters are not ready on time. I used to become nervous. Why you are delaying, sister? Look, time, you should see. But when we reach there, that person is busy in taking shower or taking breakfast. Sisters have got this experience that even any delay doesn't matter. So sometimes later on I learned delay is useful also. You know, if you look at the drama. Once we went to Chandigarh to do some work. In the ORC in Gurgaon, there was a government passage passing through our land. And we wanted that passage to be changed, diverted from the boundary of our land. So we went to Chandigarh with sisters to meet some officers. So previous day we met one officer, we convinced him, he was sympathetic, he said, yes, but you have to meet a senior one. So next day we had appointment with that senior one. We were living at the center, didn't know the topography. The driver brother also took us. We got late by 10 minutes. Now I said, sister, look, we have got late. We should have come on time. Then we thought it is drama, let us see. So the secretary to that person said, he is busy in a meeting. You can't meet, you have come late. We waited, tried to persuade him. He said, no, nothing doing. Then I told sister that there is a peon attendant outside the office. You just send a slip, chit to that person that Brahma Kumaris have come. Maybe he calls us in the meeting. So ultimately he called us. And he was sitting in a meeting. We told him our problem and he said, no, nowhere in the world the government passage is changed. It's a permanent thing. You either make a bridge or a wall or do whatever. We didn't tell you to buy this land like that. And the other officer whom we had explained previous day, we told him, we have bought 16 pieces of land to make it consolidated. He appreciated it. And this government land came in between because such a big plot was not available. Now see, as per drama, in that meeting the same officer was also sitting. The one who we had met previous day, he was sympathetic. So this man, while denied to us, he asked that officer, what is your view? Now he was sympathetic to us, because we had explained everything previous day. He said, sir, they have done a mistake, no doubt, but it's a sister's institution, and if there is a passage in between, there is not proper. I think we should consider it sympathetically. So, ultimately we got it. And now see the delay. If the delay was not there, this meeting would not have been there and that officer would not have been there from whom he asked. So, in 100 cases we have found that not that we should delay due to laziness, but the drama is such, there is traffic jam, this, that, whatever. So, control over time doesn't mean that I should be on time only. It means I may be in any situation, I should not be disturbed. So that way, you see, this adds to us. Dadis have learnt it by experience. We have also learnt it by experience. Many, many situations. Similarly, thought. Say there is a very rich brother in a newly opened center in a country, new center. He is a great contributor in all respects. And the sisters tell him, oh look brother, you go to Mount Abu. Here you will learn in 1 year what in Mount Abu you will learn in 7 days, lot of experience you will get. There are examples, there are samples, and you will gain a lot. So after a lot of persuasion, that soul comes to Mount Abu. And right at the gate of the Pandav Bhavan, he is told to wait in the waiting room and stand there. Because the person who has to allot accommodation has gone to the lake for a walk. Now this man is standing and thinking, oh, they said there are samples there. What a reception I am getting. I am so tired, already late, and they have made me to stand here. They do not know who am I, what a big contributor I am. And his patience or tolerance start depleting. I made a mistake. Why should I come here and all that? They don't know who am I. Now, maybe that the person who went to the lake for walk waited for this person specially for 1 hour even. And he got late. So he thought, let me complete my routine. If in the other way, the same person gets deep into the Gyan and thinks, sister told me, this is a school, my center is a college, that is a university, where even the teachers have to pass exams. I am very lucky that right at the gate, my exam has begun, my test has begun. His tolerance will start growing. He said, no matter even if I have to stand here for whole day, what does it matter? I was delayed in the train, I was delayed in the taxi. If some delay takes place here also, how does it matter? I should not lose my tolerance. So his needle will start working this way. So the very idea is that this Gyan is such, it is so simple, so easy, it is like a plaything. We do not know even that we are being treated. It is like a naturopathy. But we must, first of all, have mercy on us. If we have little ego, we are cruel to ourselves. One who is cruel to himself cannot be merciful to others. Even greed is a great violence. First upon on myself. Because our bodies are so made, our life is so made, the drama is so made, that anything extra you try to get, extra, you have to work for it, then you have to care to store it, and then it may not come to your use even. This is a general experience. Even extra weight makes you a porter, coolie. You are carrying lot of extra luggage. If you are given a big suitcase, you may not carry, but if you have extra weight on your body, you have to carry it. How you got it? Due to greed. Similarly, extra money. You get by wrong means, then you have to hide it from the income tax people, then you have to spend it very stealthily and so on. So all these are problems. Brahma Baba used to say, don't even have extra set of clothes. You will be, the lesser you have, Baba never said you become a beggar, but the lesser you have, the better off you will be. I have also that experience. I used to have a very expensive fountain pen. Once it fell into the flush. And now I can't take it out. Since then I decided to have a very ordinary pen. No fear of loss of being thrown, stolen, this, that, misplaced. So this is how we learn. And there are subtle things also. My bodily father was also in Gyan. He left the body. And he left about 30 dresses, which fitted me very well, the worldly dresses. I was doing a job at that time. So I kept all those 30 dresses, thinking that I am to be economical. I will use, normally in India they give these things in charity. I thought, why give in charity? I am a Brahmin myself. So I kept. Now I came to Madhuban, usual in the normal course, met Baba. And when we used to part, Baba used to give us a gift, just as now Dadis give you gift. So because I was in a job having an officer's position, so in those days, anything that comes from abroad, some suit or some dress, Baba used to keep for me, because I will be able to use it in my official position. So on that occasion also Baba had got one dress. Baba said, Baba has kept this for you. You take. And I very proudly, I said, Baba, my father has left body and I have got 30 dresses. Look, the one I am wearing is also that one of those. Because on the last day, when you depart, you wear your Laukik dress. Look, Baba, how nicely it fits me. And I wanted to show to Baba that I am economical Brahmin and I have saved all those dresses. And indirectly I was saying, I don't require this one, you give it to someone else. Baba smiled and Baba said, look, child, if you wear your Laukik father's dress, he will come in your remembrance. You will remember, at least momentarily, this is my Laukik father's dress. You can't avoid it. And if you wear Baba's dress, you will get the feeling it is Baba's dress. So I said, yes. So I accepted that dress and I realized my mistake. All the 30 of them I brought next time, gave it to Madhuban. Because then it goes for, you do not care where it goes. And after 3-4 days I found that one of the brother who was washing clothes, he was wearing my father's blue shirt. It was a very fancy one, but you know, here the BKs don't use fancy dresses, so they use in odd jobs. So I said, if even he is wearing, I am thinking, what would have happened if I were wearing? So like that, you know, these are very subtle things. When they say, don't accept a gift from anyone, you give it to Yajna, get from Baba, it becomes sanctified and purified. Because then you don't get attachment. So otherwise in this world, all people are indebted souls. All people have karma account of them. All people are attached. Yet, in certain things I am attached. In certain things another soul is attached. If I get attracted from soul to soul, thinking that this soul will be able to help me in this way, and that it suits that soul also to help me in another way, so we try to come closer to think that we will be able to perform better. What happens? One half multiplied by one half. What is the result? One half multiplied by one half. What is the result? 1/4. Actually, multiplication should multiply, but here it reduces. Similarly, if an incomplete person meets an incomplete person and both decide to complete themselves, what will happen is that both will be losers. You see, in India, when the British used to rule, we used to have Anglo-Indians. Anglo-Indian means those Indians who married British women. And it was famous for them that Anglo-Indians got all the bad habits of the British and all the bad habits of the Indians. No good habits were required. That the British were disciplined and all, they never required that. So they lost both ways. Similarly, we have to be careful that we may not be cheated in this Maya's world. All the relationships, all the friendships, all the connections here are based on indebtedness. It is not a relation, but it is a relationship of a give and take. Because all of us have loans on us. If two people who are burdened with lot of debt, they become friends. Even if they try to be sympathetic to each other, all the time they have the feeling, I am indebted. So their joy is very little, because they, both of them are indebted. Rich people, they can be friends, because they don't have any monetary feeling of loss or gain. It is said that in London, two oil-rich Arab sheikhs were going. And one sheikh saw a very nice car in a showroom, designer car. He said, I want to buy this. The other said, I will pay for it. He said, but why? He said, you paid for the lunch. So they don't bother what is the cost of the thing, because they are so rich. Similarly, you see, in the golden age, our relationships are all of happiness. Here, we seek happiness, but in the process, we burn our hands. We are either betrayed, someone may not directly betray us, but very cleverly make us feel that that person is helpless. You forgive that person, but you are betrayed. So, Baba has given us this third eye, so that we should be able to see and foresee the coming, the frauds, the cheatings, So that is why it is said, experience is your own thing. So first day we had who am I knowledge. Clear knowledge that this is this, this is this. This is night, this is day. This is right, this is wrong. And as we proceed further, we change that knowledge into experience. We become embodiment of who am I. Not only this is my body, I am soul, I sit and say, I am soul, I live in Paramdham, let me fly. You won't fly. Unless you have learned to fly, you have practiced flying. Therefore, slowly, slowly, we get higher knowledge, which is right is right, wrong is also right. This is higher knowledge. If you sit with Brahma Baba or Shiv Baba and look at this world, Baba knows how much cruelty is there, but Baba also knows that this cycle will take little time to complete. And Baba looks ahead, how to save the souls who want to be saved for the new world, to create a nursery of new plants. Similarly, when we are on the drama, then we know right is right, wrong is also right. You can make wrong right for you. In this gyan, there is no such thing as loss. Gain is gain, loss is also gain. Because out of loss, you get experience. And that is your net gain. In our dot, what will go is only our sanskaras. What type of sanskaras we carry? If we are collecting those sanskaras which are usable in the golden age, very good. If we are carrying those sanskaras which are of here, then there will be a barrier, check post, where all those sanskaras will have to be given up. And you remain empty with nothing in your hand. So therefore, we have to see, just as I go to Australia, I carry Indian rupees. They have no meaning there. I will have to convert my currency. Similarly, if we want to go to golden age, we have to convert our currency. This currency is not going to be valid. And then is the question of liberation. Now nothing happens at the end. If we think a day will come, the date will be announced, now the destruction is coming. So I will get rid of every such things. I will be liberated. It is not going to happen. We have to perform each action as a liberated action. My action should not bring any further account on me. It should settle my old account. In the same way, as you go to a petrol pump and he says, makes his meter zero, and then we proceed. Every time he makes his meter zero, or a taxi man. So we have to make our meter zero after every action. This should be our normal and natural habit. It means no attachment. Attachment is also a cruelty, because when there is separation or fear of separation from that attachment, it causes lot of sorrow. So we should look ahead, neither cause sorrow to the one we have attachment with, nor cause sorrow to myself because I am attached to that being or thing. It is better to play neutral. That is why Baba has created this big yajna, unlimited thing. All the centers are mine, because I have no house I call it mine. Even if there is a house I call it Baba's, then I am comfortable. If I say, no, this is my, then Baba says, okay, this is yours, the rest of it you have to work for. You are not as per right, you will not feel like that. So if we give up small thoughts of praises, coming closer to Dadis, in the sense people think, or coming closer to Baba, passing by Baba, trying to get drishti and all those things. Baba says this is very subtle. In this gyan you need not seek anything. You are already given. 100 out of 100 marks Baba puts in our pocket, we become Brahmins. With the condition that we should retain that. We should not spend out of it. So therefore, if we want name and fame in this Brahmin family even, that I should be closer to Dadis, if I do something it should be recognized, or I should be this, why this is happening to him and so. then we are thinking in terms of this word, Brahman word. My record should be okay with Baba. I should be closer to Baba, to none else. And that is the idea, that when that comes only by leaving another type of cruelty, which is selfishness. If I am getting jnana, yoga, meditation, everything for myself, so I am a self, doing self-transformation. And that entitled me to the silver age. If I am doing it for others, and in the process I also get something, then it is world transformation. Then you are entitled to the golden age. So simple. So we have to see how dadis are light, how they are happy, how their even bodily problems are become very little, because they are serving others. In the process they get served. Brahma Baba used to say, I speak out jnana to others, in the process I listen. I don't miss any Murli. Baba never wanted to listen to specially to Murli. And there are students who will miss the normal class, go later on and say, please read Murli to me. They forget that this extra will cost them. If in the journal they had got it, it would have been part of the journal. So such subtle small things are very important. And then automatically we become, the more we become like the, our point becomes more fulfilled, more contented, more satisfied with no questions, it will emerge automatically on our face, on our actions, and then we call embodiment of jnana, and then we will be able to do. They say people should see their future from your features, that will automatically come about. Om Shanti. Now any questions? No, it is extra. I mean, if you take anybody's extra time without any reason, there can be circumstances when you cannot attend the normal class. Then it's a different thing. But if because I can go any time and there are teachers, they will read, they are bound to read Murli to me, yes. But then that bill will be noted in your account. You have taken extra time for someone. This also I have learnt from a sister. There is a very senior sister. She and myself were coming from Abu Road to Mount Abu. This Shanti one down below comes first. So normally what I used to do, I will go to Shanti one, take my breakfast there and go up. I took it as a normal activity. They both are Baba's places. And I am a senior brother, so I never even bothered. They will say, yes, have this, have this, have this. I was feeling comfortable. So I told that sister, she was in my own, we were together. I said, sister, why not go there and have our breakfast? It is late. And then we will go. She said, no. I said, why? She said, Baba has taught us that there we are entitled to have breakfast. We are going there. They will be waiting for us. They know that these people are coming. Here, we will be going extra. Although it may appear to you that they are giving you all the hospitality, maybe inside they may be feeling that this is extra they are doing. So I learned from her. I said, yes, I never thought of this. That maybe they were to attend to some other people, or had a big party there, and still they have to attend to me, because I am going there out of the way. So I decided. Similarly, in Delhi, when I went first after resigning my job, I thought I can go to any center nearby, wherever I am doing service, and ask for lunch. They will not deny me. But then later on I learned that I live in one particular place. Unless there is a special reason, or I inform them, I should have my lunch there only. Because if I have it here, that will go waste also. So these are only small, small things. But then we learn from these things. So when I say we should not have extra time, take anybody's extra time for Murli, when the Murli is normally read, if I go there, it's a part of the duty, their duty and our right. If I specially go later on and I tell them, please, I have come late, read the Murli to me, then it becomes an obligation, subtle obligation, which is recorded like that. So a time is coming when all of us will be having queue of people before us. Today you may be thinking you are only learning, you are students, but that time is coming when the world will crowd around you and you will get little time for our own improvement. Whatever we have learned, we will have to pass on. People will be very eager to learn that. So we have to prepare for that time also. Up to now we were comfortable. All the soldiers, when there is no war declared, they are comfortable. But when a war is declared, then there is no night or day, normal life for them. This we have seen in the Delhi function now held. Never the television and media people jumped to the stage, crowded the dadis, put their mics in front, 17 of them, different channels. We used to run after them, please put our something on the TV. Now they are themselves. So give us your message. What is your message for the world? Now it is happening. So similarly, never we had big crowds like that coming like moths to light. So this shows that now maturity time is coming. When a fruit matures on the tree, a mango becomes colorful and red, and then it attracts automatically. So that time is coming, and all of us should be prepared, having enough stock to be able to distribute. It will be time for distributing, not for our own getting sustenance. Even a fruit is very strongly tied to the branch till it is unripe. But as it ripens, its connection with the branch becomes weaker and weaker, so much so that a little wind, it comes down. Similarly, we have to be like now connected but complete. Like that, what is called Karmatith says, as dadis have got. Because they have drama role, they are here. But for all purposes, they are complete. Similarly, we have also to reach our respective stage of completion. The time is helping us. So we should not miss this time. Baba is prepared to help. Time is prepared to help. Everything is on our side. Okay. Om Shanti.